I'd like to come back to the sensitivity of water. Our planet is part of the cosmos. As such, it is in constant communication with what is happening in our solar system and beyond. The cyclic phases of the moon, planetary constellations, sunspot activity, etc., all have an effect on this Earth and life on it. Water appears to act as a sensory organ of the Earth for these cosmic cycles. The tides are a well-known example of how water reacts to the phases of the moon. Theodor Schwenk was one of the pioneers in investigating the subtle cosmic effects on water. He developed methods which clearly showed variations in water as a response to changes in planetary constellation. He found that moving water acts as a receiver, while still water preserves the received information. He thus carried out experiments with water throughout a solar eclipse. Samples of water were shaken at regular intervals before, throughout, and after a solar eclipse. Grains of wheat were subsequently germinated in the various samples of water. Schwenk found that the growth of wheat germs was stunted in the samples of water which were shaken during the solar eclipse, whereas the growths were normal before and after the eclipse. This correlation of planetary constellation and plant growth was confirmed using other techniques. Lawrence Edwards carried out fascinating work on how the shape of tree buds changes during the winter months with planetary alignment. He took photographs of a beech tree bud every day during the winter months and found that it changes shape, and this change undergoes a fortnightly rhythm right through the winter months. This rhythm, which was confirmed by studies on many trees from different areas, coincided with a particular lineup of the planets Saturn, the Moon, and the Earth. Other trees were found to have cycles coinciding with other alignments. For example, the oak coincides with the alignment of Mars, the birch with Venus, and the cherry with the Sun. Similar cyclic patterns apply to flower buds too. There's a chapter on this in Alan Hall's book. The 16th century herbalist and astrologer Nicholas Culpepper realized that all plants and herbs are associated with different planets and need to be picked at specific times.
If I could summarize what you've just said, water is highly susceptible to changes in cosmic constellation. And, I suppose because the Earth is largely covered by water, it acts as a mediator between cosmos and Earth. It is receptive to cosmic information and conveys this information to all living organisms, since they are largely composed of water. We humans are made up of over 70% water. So essentially, we are water.
You see, the whole cosmos works on harmony. That's what keeps it all together. The Earth is part of it and is governed by cosmic law. That's why the Earth's magnetic and electric fields are all in tune with the whole cosmic setup. And all living organisms, including humans, need these natural outside influences to function well and to keep themselves in tune with the cosmos. By now it should be clear that the periodic cycle of the woman and that of the moon are not of the same duration by chance. If man starts interfering with nature's cycles and natural fields, it is bad news. Take, for instance, the hydrological cycle. Water evaporates from the seas, providing the atmosphere with water, which condenses, forming clouds and rain. Rain falls to the ground, where part of it runs off via river systems back into the sea. The other part of it permeates into the ground and replenishes the groundwater reserves and, with delay, feeds back into the river systems. When water runs off without percolating into the ground, it is describing what could be termed the half-hydrological cycle. When it takes a detour through the ground as groundwater, it is carrying out the full hydrological cycle. This detour of water through the ground is immensely important. When the hydrological cycle is tampered with and the natural full cycle is reduced, we are making ourselves prone to natural disasters. These should not really be called natural disasters because they are a result of man's intervention. For example, in the last couple of hundred years, the area of concrete and tarmac cover has increased tremendously. The surface of the earth is being covered over. Water is canalized rather than allowed to percolate the ground. Forests, which promote the percolation of water into the ground, are cut down. What are the effects? Changes in climate and freak weather patterns, droughts, lowering of the water table, soil erosion, river floods, desertification, etc., etc., etc. Man has tampered not just with the hydrological cycle, but with all of the Earth's natural cycles. And nature is fighting back. Or more correctly, nature is doing what is needed to correct imbalances. I hope my message is coming across that complacency with respect to these developments equals suicide. Everybody has a chance to do something, even if it is only planting one tree.